many farmers may not re-enroll in a conservation program that plays an important role in regenerating soil and water. As Harvest Public Media's Seth Bodine reports, lower payments are influencing their decisions.
My CRP land is back to the southeast.
Mary Crispar drives down a highway. She's giving a tour of the area, and there's golden plains for miles. Barth has many names for this region.
This is the armpit of Oklahoma. We're on basically the 100th meridian. And they say the 100th meridian is where the West begins.
As Barth drives, she points out portions of land that are part of the Conservation Reserve Program, or CRP. The program works like this. Farmers enter 10 to 15 year contracts and agree not to farm it and add plant species that will help the environment. Occasionally, they can make hay or let their cows graze it. In exchange, the Federal Farm Service Agency cuts them a check for every acre. When it was established in the 80s, Barth says it was a hot commodity for farmers at the tail end of the farm crisis.
So it was a salvation for a whole bunch of people who were about to lose their property. And they could turn a really good income without significant inputs and save the farm.
Today, CRP is the biggest conservation program for private land in the country, with more than 20 million acres. Barth says the pay used to be good, about $40 per acre, but that's changed in some areas. In her county, it's about $18. The rates are now determined by an arm of the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Just dropped and dropped and dropped. A significant portion of it will not be renewed this go-around just because of the cost.
Chad Booty is one of those farmers who won't be renewing some of his land. He has 800 acres of CRP land, with 160 expiring soon. Currently, he makes $50 per acre, but it's dropping to $19 if he re-enrolls. He says he's going to use the land to graze cattle instead.
I think in our area, you know, that $19 an acre, I think more and more people are going to fence it and graze it. A lot of our land in this area, you know, grass is $15 to $25 an acre.
Besides the money, farmers also have an interest in preventing soil erosion and promoting wildlife. Jessica Barnes and a team from Virginia Tech did a survey looking at why farmers in Oklahoma, Kansas, and other southern Great Plains states enroll in the program.
CRP participation is often heavily motivated by an interest in financial stability, that at the time, CRP rental payment that comes annually makes financial sense for the landowner.
She says about two-thirds of land in that region is set to expire by 2022. But farmers that leave the program don't always go back to plowing the land. Barnes says more than half of those surveyed kept their land in grass. Joy Alspaugh is the conservation program chief for the Oklahoma Farm Service Agency. At first, she says the amount of land expiring in the next couple of years worried her, but last year's enrollment was good.
So we had a pretty good percentage that reapplied, and then also our acceptance rate was really high last year.
Alspaugh says keeping erodible land untouched prevents dust bowl conditions. CRP helps with that. She says while it's too soon to tell what enrollment will look like this year, she says she has a good feeling based on past enrollment that soil will remain untouched and in place. Seth Bodine, Harvest Public Media.